Hello, everybody, this is Phil. Can you hear me?
Hey, Drew.
Yeah. What's the reference number again?
WR90878. Thanks. Okay. First of all, let me share with you who I've got in the office here. Drawing a speaker phone. First, there's George, there's Suzette, Lee, and Joe, the new executive director.
Hi, Joe. Welcome to hell.
Thank you. First of all, I'd like to apologize to you guys for, you know, it took a long time to get this done. It's been kind of a mess of late. Has everybody received the draft? Anybody not received the draft? Okay.
Who's got a TV going?
Not us. This is Jim. Is somebody taping this? Do you have a tape recorder going?
No, we got a secretary, Jim.
Oh, okay. Good. That's even better.
Well, I don't know about that.
Okay.
Tape it, George. Tape it. Send us the tape.
Would it be possible to tape it while she's writing?
Well, actually, I don't have the equipment for phone tape.
Yeah, you do. You have a speakerphone and microphones and a tape deck and tape. That's all you need.
Are you guys serious?
Absolutely.
I'll take a while.
Well, that's all right. We'll chit-chat first.
I have one here. I can type if y'all want to.
Fine. I don't care who does it.
Let's chit-chat for a while. Does anybody have any opening comments they'd like to make?
Yeah.
Go for it.
You're not going to like it, but I don't have anything really positive to say about this or the WSL report or the state of affairs in Narcotics Anonymous today. So, prefaced with that, that's my opening comment.
Okay. I feel betrayed. Why? I think that what we talked about, Harrisburg was trying to kill something in the fellowship that's become a risk. And this document, particularly the operational rules part of it, widens the rift. Doesn't do any healing, what I see.
Absolutely. It's completely one-sided.
Well, it's essentially the... The trustor is in the place where the beneficiaries should be consistently.
Absolutely.
I see that if this, from the nature of things that I understand from in my region and people that I've visited with, if this comes on the floor of the conference, it's gonna solidify some people that already want to create an alternative structure. Okay. And that's what I really hope to avoid with this is getting everybody pulling together instead of pulling separately. And I really feel like this is it shows that perhaps I guess I sum it up with it shows that somebody who was responsible for the writing of this doesn't understand the tradition in Narcotics Anonymous. Okay. So how's that? What could you articulate that to?
Sure.
Let me refer specifically to one thing that I think is the most indicative of that, and that's on page 19 of the operational rules underneath of inspection. Okay. Item number one, referring to this region that might want to inspect the records of the trust. A region's motion to conduct an inspection of the trust must be approved by two-thirds or more of the regional service committee's voting participants. In this way, the literature trust, which is supposed to be part of that scheme of things, which is a Service Board of Committee directly responsible serve, has dictated to those they serve. That's number one. And number two, which is referring to the inability of this region to be, well, let's refer back to the beginning on page 18, section 3, inspection of trustee activities, conceptual notes, says that all records will be available to the inspecting region, except personnel records, and then parenthetically, U.S. federal employment codes require that employers keep these records completely confidential. Somebody doesn't understand that the fellowship is the employer of the employees at the World Service Office. That's correct, but the fellowship...
Can I stop?
...like the board that deals with the personnel aspect. So in essence, they have a body that inspects the personnel records.
Let me interject here something. Is there someone that has background conversations going on that are not related to this conference call? Because I'm having real difficulty separating, you know, I don't know where it is or whatever, but it's hard. I keep hearing voices and...
Let me go to the other room, okay? That's just my house here.
Okay.
I'll have to take this phone, hang this one up.
Okay.
Okay,
hold on. Yeah, let me ask you a question. How would you have this particular activity? Okay, I was really just using this as an illustration, and it's not really a major thing, it's just most illustrative of focus.
Yeah,
that's here. I think the attempt was to create an inspection procedure that will allow inspection to take place under a responsible framework.
I got a comment here at this point. A responsible framework is that since the fellowship is the employer of all at the office, really, that the fellowship it has been in this inspection procedure and I'm with Jim all the way on it, but it places an unfair burden financially and otherwise on the region itself. This stuff should be a matter of accounting record that if proper accounting procedures are used, that should be able to be printed out on a monthly basis and presented to anyone who asks. Print out the financial status of all the accounts and the other things, you know. If you're using a proper accounting program, which may be a little expensive to institute in the beginning,
Pardon? We do that right now.
Okay, well then why are you setting up barriers for the fellowship?
Well, we're talking about an inspection that's beyond that particular scope. That's something that we would routinely distribute. Yeah, we're talking about a physical inspection.
I think, this gentleman, I'm interrupted, and I apologize for interrupting, but
all right.
I sincerely believe that we're on one of the smaller issues.
Absolutely.
Here that some real major things that we might be able to discuss and beneficially, and we're really off on one of the minor issues. I apologize for getting it here. I was trying to use this as an illustration, not as one of the major things that I have contention with in the document. The major thing I have contention with in the document is that I believe in order for this risk to be healed, the fellowship needs to be specified. The fellowship of Narcotics Anonymous as owner, or if legally it can only be co-owner, that would be okay too, whatever. That there needs to be some direct chain between the fellowship and the administrator of this trust, WSO, and it needs to be somehow defined in here as WSC is going to be included in the discussion that WSC is the definition of the collective conscience fellowship. Where I have the biggest trouble with this is that WSC is indicated as the approver of literature, and primarily the rift has started because the fellowship, to a great extent, perceives themselves as the approver of literature, and WSC as an entity that has approved literature or disapproved literature, changed literature without the consent of the fellowship, and that's the problem. And WSO has acted primarily upon the directives of WSC, which has not defined the group conscience of the fellowship in our credits and honors. Now, if we're going to do something functionally healing, we're going to have to correct for those procedural errors that have developed in the last 8 years at World Service level. And we're going to have to do this in this document if it's going to be of a healing nature.
Now, fortunately, Jim, I'm trying to figure out. See, there's two things. One is the rules by which WSC would deal with WSO, being that WSC is a trustor and has the ability to revoke the trust, control it, dictate it, and all those factors. And the problem is, I think one of the problems that you're talking about deals with the conference itself. And it's kind of operational rule that doesn't make it as responsive as it should be to the group for its conscience or in that aspect.
I'd like to interject here, this is Dave, if I could, and drop a bomb. The bomb is that all throughout this document and the WSO report, they talk, you know, and the several of the public situations that we've all been involved in, you've talked about the mistakes made or the convenience factor of work made for hire. Well, I will tell you that work made for hire is all through here, and it's prettied up, and it's like, okay, well, don't look too close at it, because if you look too close at it, you're gonna know. Some of the, in fact, early stuff and even a lot of the later stuff fits some of the criteria for work made for hire. However, upon closer scrutiny and challenge, maybe first time out, but certainly upon appeal, that would never stand up. So your fundamental premise for development of this document as it stands with the work made for hire as its basis renders this document useless for your purposes, and I'm just telling you this for your purposes. The other thing is that you've got, and I shared this with George the other day, I said, you know, you may have 18 months from now, you may have after this conference, and people get as disgusted as they are, because I don't see any change. I've looked at the end game 3 years ago, and here we are. And it's all, you know, unified board, unified this, unified, you know, bring in all the power, bring in all the finances, reel it all in, put it down, and you have 300 people in the fellowship that are manipulating 750,000 that don't even have a clue as to what's going on. So you're going to have a few people that do have clues that are going to say, hey, man, the hell with this. And they're going to, you know, it's going to take them a little while. But what we're going to be is we're going to be doing an alternate thing, maybe 4 regions, maybe 5, maybe 10. And 18 months from now, you're going to, you know, get a wise idea to take us to court and try to, you know, do the do-do-do for work made for hire, and you'll lose. So, Jim is absolutely right in the healing. I feel really chumped out. I feel like I've been, you know, put on a spit and turned over a fire and laughed at, and gosh, we got Dave, didn't we? And, well, nobody's going to give him a ticket to the conference, so he won't be a threat to us, and you know what I mean? But the fact of the matter is, and I told George this, I said, we had an agreement. It was witnessed in front of officers of the court. and others, and that agreement was that these intellectual properties would be taken care of, and if he's nodding his head, yes, I'm sure, because I don't perceive him to, you know, have any reason not to, you know, stretch it, and I'm quoting exactly. I said, if you don't get these things registered properly and factually, I will be back on you like stink on shit. I said, I will crawl up 95 and put myself in a rescue mission, and we will be right back to square one. And let me tell you again, if you have not figured it out, that if I was doing something that was so radically against the law that a 40-year federal court veteran thought that I was out of line, you would have walked into court and we would have walked out 30 minutes later. You would have had your restraining order, and that would have been that. So you better take a big, hard, long look at what it is that this is all about. It's, as far as I'm concerned, it's same shit, different day. I have absolutely no hope in this document. There was nothing positive that was said about a reduced price basic tax. $3 is no bargain. You know, you failed, in my mind, completely failed.
What's the origin of this document? Is this like the first draft or something, or is this...
It's going to go out for review, and it can be changed dramatically, it can be altered dramatically, but it is an attempt.
What is its origin, though?
Its origin is just like when you go to a law firm, though, and you pay the guy to write a contract for you.
It's not you. I want to hear that from them.
All right.
But the origin of the document is to articulate in writing the nature of the fiduciary trust between the World Service Office and the World Service Conference and the membership. The purpose of it is to define these things so that the membership and the players and as trustees, trustees and everything know exactly what the operating rules are, what the parameters of the trust is. And if it's not in the best interest that it lies in these areas, or it needs to change, or the world needs to change, then we need to articulate the way it should be so we don't sit on the phone and argue back and forth and end up in a court of law wasting the fellowship's money about who has rights and who doesn't have rights.
Well, let's go for it. I see this as a very poor starting point.
Well, that's fine, Dave. You know, you're not really lending a whole lot to this whole goddamn thing anyway, except saying everything sucks. You know? I mean, come on, man.
If you want my point-by-point feedback, I can go point-by-point. I thought we were just having a general chat up to begin with, and this is the chat. Yeah, I think it sucks, Stu. You're absolutely correct.
Who wrote this document, Stu? Was it written by someone in the office or the law firm?
Well, part of it was written by me in the office. Part of it was written by me. Part of it was written by, we're taking out of the WSO bylaws. So everything falls in sync with one another.
Okay,
I'm trying to define it as best responsibly as possible. I'm open to whatever you guys want to put.
Okay,
what's conceptual notes to this that depict a contrary viewpoint of what's written here.
Let's write a studio screenplay approach to anti-literature and get back
only dumpster process that's ever really worked and been effectively produced the major portions of our literature. We have strayed very, very far from that. The people that wrote the basic text know that they wrote it. And what the judge perceived is the people that wrote it own it. And the fellowship still owns the basic text. They're not beneficiaries, they're owners. And their position has been relegated as if they were small children taken care of under parental authority. And they're not small children. And there's like a last feeding factor. It's been capped off. There's a lot of energy in there. It's very explosive. In our opinion, for instance, to dramatize this, it is easier for us to write another basic text than it is for us to deal with these interminable conflicts of viewpoint. I know that it's hard for an office worker to see that they're a tiny player in an enormous game, but we're as committed to recovery and the expansion of our way of life planet-wide in our lifetimes as we ever were. And we were doers when everybody else was talking to Sam Addicts when they were kept right. We can still write, we're still clean, we're still alive, we're still in the game. Fellowship owns the literature, and this document would reduce them to status of beneficiary. Now, I know that they have to work through organizational approaches to have effective ownership and control of their property. But we did it for them. We didn't do it for a current crop of hirelings at the office. You'll only be at the office for a few years.
The office only serves the people that it serves.
But it runs a severe danger of thinking since it's the divisional center that is the spiritual center and the best in position to make key decisions. And that's very often misleading because the person near the center, the President of the United States, reacts to forces around him.
That's right.
And I've said enough on this, but I wanted to, jump in. This is where it's done. I hope we hear from Becky and from Bill Allen before we're quite done. I'd like to hear from the new executive director, please. And George.
Yep.
I was just including you among those.
Yeah, I've heard more from George, though, than from the others, Jim. But still, let's have a round robin here.
Billy?
I'm going to listen for a while. I mean, you know my position's ready, George. I've been through this here. I mean, I'm still... I mean, I called you today. I was upset, basically, because I didn't receive this thing. It had to be back from me. I'm not given the opportunity to really fine-tune Coleman. I'm not in interest of moving fast in anything. I'm a slow-paced worker. I fine-tune everything, which Danette can probably confirm from being involved in World PI with me. I mean, I think we got all the time in the world. And what I'm hearing, when I just heard that the officers, basically, those are responsible real conflict with that to start with, as everyone knows, because I believe that they serve, supposed to serve my home group and every other home group in the world, and the home groups are not basically given the opportunity to participate in the communication network. Now, so that process starts to be included in this whole structural matter. I don't feel that we're going to get anywhere. I don't feel no healing, especially since the court case. I've been attacked physically. I've been slandered. I've been threatened. I get the office report, and I see a real thing up there. I'm telling you why we can't lower the cost of the book in a pretty general way. Okay, this hearing thing, this what I've just scanned over does not include the Fellowship of Narcotics Anonymous. It even creates a board of directors up as a trustee body instead. And we do have a trustee body already. It does not include that whole, that missing link to the Fellowship and the World Service Office. just like Jim is saying, and Bowling basically confirmed, that Dave has confirmed that Fellowship Narcotics Anonymous is ownership, and any of our ownership is only to be held in trust for us. And where that link that establishes that for us. That's all I have right now.
So where would you see that link could or should happen?
Well, you see, what I'm saying is that I haven't had the opportunity. I just got that out of the fax machine today. And I didn't get to really go through it yet. Okay? I know it has to be in there. I didn't see it in my fine tooth because I haven't been able to fine tooth comb it yet. Okay? I need time to study.
I just thought maybe you already had some idea of how you would like to see that set up.
I haven't got to go through this here to see that, to see what exactly you have in this document yet, okay?
I'm not talking about what's in the document. I'm talking about you're saying that that link should be there.
Yeah, it should be. I don't know what type of setup you have here, because, I believe in the whole reorganizational World Service Conference, okay? Only the conference becomes responsible to the fellowship to start with. Because if the conference is not responsible, there's no way the World Service Office going to be.
Correct.
Okay? And I mean, so we do have some structural matters that have to be basically worked towards change for that to happen.
Except, I'm interrupting Jim, except perhaps if regions could elect a portion of the directors. Perhaps a majority directly.
Of the directors of what, Jim?
Of the office. Of the board of directors of the office, not directly.
Well, I got some specific stuff, but there's problems with that specifically. And that is that I would like to see the recognized RSCs themselves be the trustors. I mean, if that is a compromise situation. However, what we are going to see with the subdivision of the fellowship into national and international conferences and licensing and printing and, you know, all of that different stuff that's going to go on is we're going to have probably 5 years from now, 10 years from now, once we get some of the literature translated, if that ever happens, we'll have other structural issues pertaining to this trust that we will have to deal with that haven't even really, been recognized. And Stu, I want to just say right now, you know, I'm interested in seeing that the fellowship's property is inures and the benefits inure to the fellowship. And I will just tell you that maybe philosophically, knowing where I'm at with this may help you to see into my head a little bit. But if you take 330,000 basic text and you multiply that by whatever cost you do, and then you subdivide that by 30 cents that you could pay to get, you know, you're talking about over a million little books that could be used to carry the message to the addict that still suffers. Now, you take the money out of it, you take the personality out of it, you know, you take the control out of it, you take the plane flights away, you take all those things away from it, and you have to understand that a person like me, and maybe other addicts are not like me, but I walked in here dead. And if something stands in the way of our ability to carry the message to the addict that still suffers, then my whole philosophy is that that's got to go. Whatever barriers there are to saving lives like mine has to go, which is why our home group did what we did. And we are basically here today over the question of the efficacy of what it is that we're doing to carry the message to the addict that still suffers and the proper use of the money. And one faction says, we need a dollar basic text. I mean, it's peppered all over the conference agenda report. And another faction says, we need a 30-cent basic text that costs $3, which is even more profit than you guys are making now, man. It just, it's like, are you the same kind of addicts that perhaps the people that worked on the text and are believing and, you know, trying to, you know, it's like Joshua, I guess, in the Battle of Jericho. We're just going to march around and blow the horns and, you know, one day it'll all fall down.
Well, it's been a lot of years since then. Yeah, I got questions besides that. I understand where you come from, Steve. But I don't believe in a lot of the things that you're talking about. That remains to be seen. But I have some questions about something that you said. You mentioned that the RSD could be the trust door.
Right.
The trustee.
Instead of specifying the conflicts, we're saying the RSC, the fellowship.
Okay. And if that's the case, are you saying that the RSCs as a whole,
see a clear in this. Now, I got it just so recently that I haven't really had a chance to fine-tooth comb it and then turn around and write what it would be that I would like to see in its place. So, first of all, the definition of a trustor, I don't see it. Then the trustee, I don't see that. But I would see just hypothetically, I would see the RSCs acting as the agent of the beneficiary. So, fellow addicts in whatever region that they are in would have that kind of access to the system. I see a twofold setup here. One is that and I agree with Billy and everything he said about the conference. And I told George this the other day. I said, you know, the conference is incredibly influenced by the office, and we have got plenty of evidence that, for instance, in Florida, and the published report from Northern California. It doesn't matter what the areas vote, because their RSRs have already stood up and said publicly that they're going to vote exactly what they want to vote. And if you don't like it, tough shit. So we have problems with spiritual principles in our fellowship. And so I see the office and the conference has a symbiosis that needs to be corrected in some fashion. So I never supported giving the trustees the copyrights because of the move towards the single board, concept. But I would see a two-tiered system here where the office would be the office and the trust would be administered by the RSCs. And the beneficiaries would be, I mean, this is regardless of the office, the board of directors, the World Service Conference, the committee chairs, the trustees, everybody. As far as I can tell, I don't feel that, you know.
But a beneficiary probably would be the newcomer.
Well, absolutely. And anyone, if we ever get around to writing a step guide, you know, people who are been here a little while, you know, I'd like to see us do something, you know. 1982, we started writing a step book.
Let me ask a question.
But let me tie this up if I can.
All right, go ahead.
In 1986, Bob Stone proposed that we license RSOs to print literature. Oops, he went home to California. I was on the committee, me and Charlie Kuchar and a bunch of other people. And then we went home, and the committee was canceled. Why? Because if the RSCs or the RSOs could produce their own literature, there would be no need or income for the World Service Office. That is something that we may need to look at, is that the trust it sets up a way for the necessary functions of the office to be continued, which would have to be done in a fellowship-wide referendum. It would be a rather complex and protracted process. It says here on the front of this thing, it says that the fellowship will be given a year to review, and we're not going to approve the final version until before the 92 conference. And even for something as simple as, I mean, you know, for some people, as simple as this, it's going to take a lot longer to even approve something like this, or to get input in a way that's going to satisfy all those philosophical concerns that we've discussed previously here and in other places. So this, you know, I appreciate the work that has gone in on this, but it, in all, you know, in being less than hostile and a little bit more fair, it seems to be particularly one-sided. Even quoting from the WSO annual report, there's a line in here, you know, it's neat, it's slick, but it's, you know, it definitely favors the current status quo. And no one that I know that's awake yet is you know, is going to be taken in by it.
Okay. You finished, Dave?
Yeah.
There's two things that I think that are important to note at this point. Number one, I believe a lot of the discussion that I've heard from you guys is really something that really needs to take place in a document that, for lack of a better explanation, would be a conference charter, okay, which displays the relationship of this thing called the World Service Conference to the regions, to the areas, and to the groups, and to the members. We felt, as we were writing that we were somehow constrained by what currently exists in our fellowship today and what we know as the service structure, right or wrong.
Well, let me interject and one fast, quick thing. Here is the fundamental thing that maybe it makes it difficult, but what I will label the traditionalists in this fellowship assume that all creative and spiritual, quasi-legal spiritual documents in Narcotics Anonymous are the expression of the fellowship and group conscience, and that as employees in the office, staff team writers, special workers, lawyers, and that type of stuff, that it's probably, you know, there's a rub in there. I mean, we're forever non-professional, aren't we? And don't we have, doesn't the fellowship do the work and the service bodies assist? So I think we've approached this process backwards. So that contains a few of the things I wanted to point out.
And we could probably spend a few weeks discussing those things.
Yeah.
To find some commonality between them. The current way that the service structure makes decisions right or wrong, and I think that we'd all agree that we all have problems with it, that we were somehow confined by that. And really, the issues that you bring up are the issues that need to be brought to the fellowship, not necessarily in this type of document, because we are somewhat constrained about what exists today. The other thing is one of the difficult things in trying to put this thing together is really defining the beneficiaries of the Fellowship of Narcotics Anonymous. A fellowship whose only requirement for membership is the desire to stop using. That is not stated in any other way than by the individual himself. That presents us with a major difficulty legally for the fact of identifying those beneficiaries in a way so that they can benefit from the trust. There's also the principle of anonymity. To name all of our members in this type of legal document may cause us some conflict with that tradition as well.
Well, I don't just, yeah.
Okay, and those are the types of things that, as we develop this document, we felt somewhat constrained by, because the law does require us to name in a way that can be identified the beneficiary and the trustor. Unfortunately, the RSCs coming together as a group is not something that we've done in the fellowship. Do you understand some of the confines that we felt constrained by?
Yes.
Yeah.
So he basically articulated the document reflective of the current service structure, or who or how a region or, say, an area or a home group could pursue conflict that they have with the administration of the trust.
Just repeat that. I didn't catch that at all.
Well, you know, we tried to articulate something that say a home group or an area somewhere has a problem with the way the trust is administered, that they need some way of approaching a question they have to get some reasonable answers. If their questions are answered, then, you know, it becomes an issue that needs to be addressed, a way that could be addressed. Currently, nothing exists. Currently, you know, you have the World Service Office who has the trust in a fiduciary capacity, and they're connected to the conference somehow, but not in writing or not in anything, but they're connected because we are who we are. And the idea was to make the formal connection and allow sufficient concern or a problem or an issue to surface that could be addressed. Now, this may need to be widened. It may need to be expanded, but it's going to take eyes outside of us. You know what I mean? And but we can only reflect the current system. I mean, maybe the current system needs to change. You know, I kind of think it does. But
the beneficiaries of the trust ultimately are the addicts that are not even born yet. So, I mean, yes, it's a very weighty issue, and I understand anybody's difficulty wrestling with it. But to some degree, we're going to have to find a way to trust the RSCs to, you know, be together and administer this properly, and, you know, and not...
My tying into the WSC was my way of tying into the region. Okay, that's what my confession is. Mm-hmm. Interpretation of tying into the fellowship is through the WSC, because I believe that's the collective conscious of the region. The regions are the conscious of the internet.
Yeah, well, you won't find any agreement on that amongst us.
All I'm saying is that if there's a different way to articulate that, I mean, that's the intent.
Yeah.
Okay?
Well, it'd be a great intent to do, but we all know that that's not how the conference operates. We know that, you know,
Well, would you administer the Trump
a few conferences ago? If it worked that way, it'd be great, but we know that it doesn't work that way. We know that what happens there is when you issue the third edition revised to the fourth edition basic text, and the RSR only voting participant, we had RSR marching to the floor and rejecting their regional consciences that they had to carry there. We know that the conference at a World Literature Conference right in the forum violated our literature guidelines, and we know that trustees get to the conference mics and use their position to manipulate.
And others.
And others, and we know how that operates. We know it's a political forum there, that it's not a speaking of the fellowship coming through. And that's where our philosophical differences come in.
Well, let me,